This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Our next guest is a musical omnivore. He spreads the gospel of music far and wide at his job at NPR, where he's the editor and reviewer at NPR Music, a panelist on the podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour, and regular contributor of playlists from NPR called Songs We Love.
Stephen Thompson just posted a new Spotify playlist of country songs he fell in love with when he was working at a grocery store in Iola, Wisconsin for Songs We Love. Stephen, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's hear about it in your own words. How did this country music playlist come about?
Well, it all started, way before the age of Spotify itself, in the late 1980s when I worked at what was then an IGA in Iola. I guess it's now a Century. Things change. and I was a stock boy and also a snob, 15 years old, and assumed that I knew that country music was obviously terrible. And of course, they played country over the loudspeaker system at the grocery store. And it was one of my first lessons in what I now describe as like understanding that snobbery is the enemy of joy. Over time, I found myself falling in love with song after song after song, and at first, a great song felt like an outlier, and pretty soon I realized, like, wait a second, I like country music, and over time, I drifted away from country a little bit, and only recently, with this influx of amazing records by artists like Casey Musgraves and Ashley Monroe and Chris Stapleton, have been getting back into it and realizing, like, all along, I still love it. And so, through the magic of Spotify, I put together this playlist of a bunch of my favorite songs that I listen to. So that, you know, the playlist is called Grocery Store Country, because that's where I fell in love.
Well, at that grocery store, did you have a mental battle raging in your head? Like, oh, I like it. No, I can't like this. I like it. No, I can't like it. Something like that?
Well, I think that battle rages in the mind of every adolescent.
I was that way with Duran Duran, actually, now that I recall as a teenager.
Absolutely.
It's funny. It sounds like you snuck off to the back room to listen to it.
I did.
Something illicit.
I absolutely did. It was my vice. I was a goody two shoes as a teenager, and so my vice was to sneak back when a Lyle Lovett song came on and shirk work for 3 or 4 minutes.
So you told us earlier today, and we were talking about it here, we don't really talk that much about country music on Central Time, on public radio in general. Do you agree? We maybe give it short shrift.
I think that may be true, and over at NPR Music, we're constantly every time we fall in love with something, we're really extra gleeful about bringing it to the world because people don't expect it from us.
You mentioned Lyle Lovett. This is a song that has a special place in your heart. This is called "If I Had a Boat."
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. We could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat.
Now if I were all I love it there, singing If I Had a Boat. I admit this song is beautiful. The only thing that caught me, Stephen, was the logistics of riding the pony on the boat.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm down with it. What do you like about it?
Oh, I just love that song so much. I love the incredible simplicity of it, the cleverness, the warmth. It's so beautiful. And Lyle Lovett was one where just every time he put out a new song, I just flipped for it. I was like, who the heck is this guy? And as somebody, that's an artist I've never fallen out of love with. Every step of the way, puts on one of the best live shows I've ever seen in my life. He is wonderful. But that particular song, that's when I would just go running to the back room to listen to.
Well, he's one country artist who had a big crossover appeal, I think. And here's another one on your playlist, Katie Lang with I'm Down to My Last Cigarette.
The coffee's all gone and my
Tell us Katie Lang and that song on your list.
Yeah, I mean, Katie Lang is, especially at that phase of her career, was just such a wonderful throwback to you know, classic old country music that I think is basically unimpeachable. I think everybody would agree that classic country music is great, and so it was another artist where it was like, this is a really adventurous performer, you know, and people think a lot of people when they think of country music are thinking of something that's very conservative and very you know, just these very, you can't stray from any kind of country music orthodoxy, but there's an enormous amount of adventurousness in that music, and Katie Lang is a perfect example, and then somebody who after the late 1980s, you know, crossed over as a major star.
She sounds a little like Patsy Cline in that track to
sure.
me, who I love.
Oh, absolutely.
Is she still making music?
Katie Lang?
Yeah.
Yeah, she, the last time I saw her perform just like on TV was at an Olympics ceremony when the Olympics were held in Canada. You know, she's a gigantic star there. So she's been putting out records for the last few years, and she's kind of part country, part, I think, like adult contemporary at this point. You know, she doesn't necessarily get played on country radio at this point, but continues to make music and continues to have this absolutely transcendent voice.
And she did maybe the best ever James Bond song, Tomorrow Never Dies, and it got put at the end of the movie. It wasn't even the main theme, but that was just her big voice, and that was amazing.
I didn't know that was her.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to another one on Stephen Thompson's country music grocery store country music playlist. Randy Travis, Forever and Ever. Amen.
I'm gonna love you
So a huge name in country music, Randy Travis, not one like Lyle Lovett and Katie Lang, who had that, you know, wider pop appeal, I think, Stephen.
Yeah, Randy Travis is straight up a country singer and a really, really, really good one. And that song is just gorgeous. I remember that was the song when I went to vacation in Wisconsin Dells as a teenager. They had these little booths where you could record karaoke, and I was like, this is it. I'm gonna record. You know, I'm gonna you know, find out like how, you know, because you know your voice in your own head is different from the one that you hear out in the world. And so I recorded it thinking like, this is gonna sound amazing. Amazing, and it sounded like complete hot garbage, and that was when I realized that I would never ever be a singer.
I'm sorry for that story, Stephen. But
and Stephen, we found that recording, and here no. I wish.
Oh wow, that'd be worth
that would be something. Yeah.
Oh, it's no one's finding that recording.
Yeah, that is a song that I too was not a country music fan at that point. I have been at other times, and I still kind of find occasion to sing that at various points in my life. I'm surprised I haven't sung it yet, Rob, for various reasons around the office.
Yeah.
Probably, actually, maybe it's not
it'd
that
be
surprising.
Weird. Yeah, it'd be a little weird. But cool.
Yeah.
Break it out tomorrow.
Well, another country star that I love to this day that I got hooked on when I was a kid is Dolly Parton.
Oh,
and
sure.
You've got one here, Stephen, from your list. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Here's a listen.
Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots?
About this one, Stephen?
I just love Dolly Parton, first of all. I mean, Dolly Parton as an artist, I mean, how many artists have her ability to convey playfulness and joy while also having this incredible access to the nerve center of your heart? She can sing heartbreak music incredibly well, but she is, like, that song hits your like, all your pleasure centers within the first, like, 2 seconds. she's a really... Like, she's seen as this kind of camp figure, you know, like, oh, she's so silly, but my God, there's just this absolutely titanic amount of talent.
Yeah, nobody's got a
Dolly
voice
Parton.
Like that. Nobody.
She's amazing. I love her so much.
Another one on your list. Just performed in the state, actually, Steve Earle. Peter out at the front desk, I think, caught that show. Here's Steve Earle and Copperhead Road.
Well, my name's John Lee Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before.
You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only come to town about twice a year.
So Stephen, Steve Earle and Copperhead Road.
Well, yeah, this was at least struck me at the time as, like, this was country music for rockers. You know, if you thought Bon Jovi was cool, like, you know, this was your gateway into country music. I mean, this Steve Earle record, this Copperhead Road record, is you know, it's country. It got played on country radio, which Steve Earle, you know, doesn't really anymore. But I mean, my God, that was how, you know, that was one thing that led me into country music, was like, I fancied myself a rocker. You know, I bought a Copperhead Road on cassette, and suddenly it's like, wait, I'm buying country records now. that's who I am.
So Steve Earle was the gateway musician for you.
He was a gateway musician, definitely. Certainly you could listen to Steve Earle and still feel cool. You didn't have to hide it from your rocker friends. The 80s. I had so much hair then.
Now, these are from the grocery store days back in the 80s, for a few years there, Stephen. And you're catching us up here on the latest because it's part of your job at NPR. Who do you recommend for right now if we want to listen to country music?
Well, a few artists. There's a guy named Chris Stapleton who just put out a terrific record. He has this gorgeous voice, a singer I really love. She performs in the Pistol Annies with Miranda Lambert, who's great. Her name's Ashley Monroe. She has a really good record right now called The Blade. But above all, probably my favorite of all, she put out my favorite album of the year a couple years ago and has another great one this year. Her name's Kacey Musgraves. And I think I brought a song called Biscuits, which is just this wonderful little mind your nosy beeswax anthem.
All right, well, we'll go out to the news with Biscuits. Stephen, briefly, is there any music snob left in you?
Oh, I'm sure somewhere, but I'm trying to extinguish it at all times.
All right, Stephen, thanks as always for joining us. A lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
That's Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer at NPR Music, panelist in the podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour. His country music playlist for songs we love on Spotify is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
Veronica Rickard on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy.